stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Colosimo.
Present.
Coke.
Here.
Milchewski.
Here.
Clocher.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Frieders.
Here.
Trulis.
Here.
Hernandez.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Are there any amendments to the agenda? If not, first item is presentations. We have for two, Officer Hayes and Officer Hunter. Chief, want to come up? And Officer Hayes.
He has previously worked with the traffic unit, receiving accommodations for his work. He received the Alliance Against Intoxicated Motorists Award for his number of DUI arrests in 2009 and 2017. He is a member of ILEAS and has participated in the NATO Summit in 2012. He has received numerous accommodations throughout his career, including a life-saving award in 2009 for refusing to stop chest compressions on a subject not breathing until the ambulance would be transported. He will be our next school resource officer starting next fall for the 2018-2019 school year. Thank you for your 10 years of service and dedication to the city. We appreciate you and your efforts. Not have any public hearings. Is there any citizens' comments on agenda items? Simon, it's on agenda items, right?
Well, that's what I want to talk about.
It has to be on agenda items.
I understand that, but you guys have an executive session in front of citizen comments, and I would like to have that citizen comments moved to the forward of the executive session.
I'm sorry, but our rules of order, unless amended by the city council, and there was an opportunity that was given to them, no one did it. We have to follow the order as public.
All right, I'll be here at the end.
Okay. Consent agenda. Number one, EDC 2018-53 resolutions approving an, oh, I'm sorry, we have to. Yeah. I read it.
No, it's one.
Okay.
One resolution approving
indemnity
services.
Okay. Roll call.
You need a motion and a second.
Oh, all right. So I have a motion for the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Milchewski.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Motion passes.
OK, Okay, next is minutes for approval. Minutes for the regular city council, June 12th, 2018. Any questions? If not, all in favor?
Motion.
Any other motion?
So moved.
Second. Okay. That's just an aye, right? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Bills for payment, $1,006,404.08. Informational. No mayor's report. Public Works Committee report. Economic Development Committee report, none. Public Safety Committee report. And Administration Committee report. Park Board. Planning and Zoning Commission. City Council report. City Clerk report.
No report.
Community Liaison report.
Just have one.
You got two? Community Liaison.
Report. I'm sorry.
I went to the library board last night, and they had their sort of elections for their new people. Nobody was opposed, like two people didn't want to be president or anything. They were going to go ahead and keep the board the way it was, but everybody knows that Russ Walters was in a car accident. They don't expect him to be very active in the next 3 months. So Derek Crawford has stepped up and offered to be president. And then we have Theron Garcia for vice president, Wameka Rodriguez is staying secretary, and Susan Chacon is staying treasurer. And the only other thing they get is, I guess some of them are up for appointment for people, and they have heard. So they were a little nervous about who was going to be what in case they didn't get appointed. Otherwise, it's our new board.
Cool. I just have a quick update on the National Suicide Prevention Awareness Proclamation Project. As of 6:15 this evening, we're at 120 communities, 5 counties, and 7 states.
Okay, staff report.
Well, Mr. Your Honor, I'd like to turn it over to Tim Evans, Director of Parks and Recreation, to update about Riverfest.
Yeah, just this weekend is Riverfest with the Garfield Area Chamber of Commerce, as well as the Illinois High Water Association is doing it. It starts Friday night at 5 o'clock. Great bands, great food, great entertainment all weekend long, and it continues on Saturday. The Whitewater starts about 9 a.m. The actual festival doesn't start until noon, and then we'll end Saturday night with a rescheduled 4th of July fireworks.
Okay. Is there any additional business? If not, motion to go into executive session.
It is for litigation. Yes.
For litigation, when action against, affecting, or on behalf of a particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when a public body finds an action is probable or imminent, in which case the basis for finding shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting. Roll call.
Trulis.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Did Frieders, other Frieders leave or?
He's coming back.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Okay, I need a motion and a second to come back into regular session.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay. Citizens' comments.
Todd Miller, 61 Cotswold Drive, Yorkville. The taxpayers of the county of Kendall had the opportunity to be the very front of the solar field grant award line. The question now is, will the city of Yorkville even grant us taxpayers the opportunity to even get in line to apply for a solar field grant? The denial or willful procrastination by the city of Yorkville could end up costing local taxpayers, including city of Yorkville taxpayers, over $4 million. The Kendall County GRNE, Green, is what I'm going to call that, Community Benefit Solar Field, special use permit was filed on or about March 21st, 2018. The private developer, for-profit BAP Power special use permit was filed on or about March 22nd, 2018. Why are two very similar, less than 10-acre solar projects being handled so differently by the United City of Yorkville and the Kalinske administration? The BAP Power special use permit application was filed by a private developer with for-profit benefits flowing solely to this solar field developer. The BAP Power special use permit application has proceeded along a normal city of Yorkville timeline of 60 to 90 days to get to you all and to pass judgment in open meeting. The other, the Greens special use permit application, which is a joint public-private arrangement, is to be funded by state grant monies. The Green project will generate its entire electrical output solely for one end user, the county of Kendall, and will benefit all taxpayers, including the taxpayers of the city of Yorkville. The Green solar field application has not been able to proceed beyond what appears to be stage one of the special use application approval process. One county board member 3 weeks ago stated and indicated in open meeting that the Green Kendall County campus solar field special use application was still on Mayor Glinsky's desk within Yorkville City Hall. That public statement is true. This could explain why the Green special use application has not made it to or beyond stage two, the plan council review phase. On April 3rd, 2018, the United City of Yorkville website indicated the Green special use permit application was said to be scheduled for a mandated public hearing. But since April 11th, 2018, the Green special use application has stagnated. Why? The Yorkville Plan Commission public hearing for the Green Solar Field Special Use Permit has never been scheduled, even though the Green Special Use Permit was filed on or about March the 21st. Even more curious, the regularly scheduled Yorkville Plan Commission meeting on July the 11th, 2018, has now been canceled. Why? The Green Solar Field Special Use Permit has not left the gate, yet a similar BAP Solar Field Special Use Permit has made it to step five and arrived at the Yorkville City Council finish line. It is unclear if plan council review, stage two, of the Green special use application process has ever been completed. Has all pertinent information been received by the City of Yorkville Community Development Department for the Green application? I know stage two plan council review meets on the second and fourth Thursdays of the month. When will stage two plan council review be formed for the Green application? There have been at least six opportunities form stage two plan council review for the Green application, and stage two could have been done in April, May, or June. The next day for the Yorkville City staff to do the plan council review phase will be Thursday, July the 12th. Tonight, I'm raising some questions about equal treatment of the two solar field special use applicants. Both petitioned the United City of Yorkville for approval for their solar field projects in March. Both the solar field applications were received within one day of each other. One is almost done, and the other is yet to begin. Please ask your city attorney about the ramifications of unequal treatment for two very similar applicants. I know this is the subject matter, and that concern about fair play for the Green special use application has been expressed in this current. Your legal advisor has recently expressed their views on this perceived fairness issue. The government private developer solar project will not cost taxpayers one dime. It will be funded by state grant money, state tax money that was collected from you and me, from all of us. This is an opportunity to get some of our taxpayers' return and have it generate an annual electrical savings at the Kendall County government campus of an additional $162,000 annually, or $4,050,000 over the course of the next 25 years, the length of the contract. We may still have time to apply and receive the state grant for the 7-acre green solar field if Yorkville allows the special use planning process to start and proceed. From a land use perspective, Kendall County farmland is for around 400 an acre. This joint local government private developer solar field, the Green Project, has the ability to generate a community-based taxpayer realized savings on annual county electrical costs, where each acre of this 7-acre solar field will generate $23,000 annually in realized electrical savings. That is a superior annual return on a currently vacant taxpayer-owned land asset. Please help all of us taxpayers out, plus City of Yorkville taxpayers too, and give this project fair and timely deliberation so you all can make a city council decision very soon, because that ship is going to sail. That grant money is limited, and there's a lot of people that are interested in getting it. Thank you.
Any other comments, citizen comments? If not, meeting adjourned.